Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. So, are you ready to go ahead and move forward with this then?
Yes. Send me a contract. Do I have to fill in an application of some sort?
Yeah. So you have to pay the $250 for the application to be processed. So
okay.
then it'll take 4 to 6 weeks to process the application.
Not concerned about that. Send me a copy of the application. Is it going to be online, or do I have to send it, email it to you, or text it, or what?
No, so I'll email it to you, and I'll text it to you, and then I need to set you up for a client interview. So,
okay.
So basically right now we would just get payment for the $250 application fee.
That's not a problem. Do I have an application that I'm going to sign, or an application that says what my criteria is? Like, what do I have to do? I lose my $250 if they don't qualify me. What do I need to do to qualify?
All you need is insurance, and then you need to pass a background check.
Okay, I'm not worried about the background check. I do have insurance. And,
okay.
but I don't know what company I want to use. I've just been busy, Could I leave the company name open until I decide what company to put it in? Cause I got, if Ashby is totally my company, it doesn't belong to the roofing company. Okay. But I want the roofing company to be on the deal, because nobody's going to call up Ashby. They want to call a roofing company. Ashby is not a roofing company. So how am I gonna designate it? Do I say?
Well, so here's the thing.
Ashby.
If you if we're signing you up for roofing, so that's what this
right.
is for. Is for roofing.
Right.
So when you
right.
get everything going, then it would be that people, when they're looking for roofing, regardless, Ashby would come up. So even though it says
okay.
Ashby Remodelers, that company would come up only for roofing. So that's what we're getting you locked into, is the roofing side of it. Okay?
Okay, so Garcia, Superior Roofing can it not be mentioned Ashby Roofing / Superior Roofing? And everything goes in Ashby / Superior Roofing. Okay? That could work that way, and then just Ashby has to have the license.
Okay. But you're part owner of that company, right? Garcia Roofing?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm his partner on a job per job basis. He's a very, very successful company. Every job that I bring in, I split 50-50 with him. So I feel like I'm partners on every job I bring in. I brought the Holiday Inn in, I brought the museum in, and so we're partners
cool.
on that. But he still has on the side, besides that, he does home improvements, he does remodeling, he does other stuff. And eventually I'll be more involved, but I don't get part of the profits of the stuff that him and his sons do, that they've been doing for years. I mean, that's not any of my business. Just the roofing part is what I have.
Okay. Okay,
it's Ashby, it might be Ashby Roofing, DBA, doing business as Garcia Superior Roofing. But then are they gonna have to do all the, and Ashby is the one that carries the insurance for Superior Roofing.
Okay.
My company supplies the insurance Superior Roofing paid for it. I didn't have to pay for it. He paid for it, but the way insurance is carried, it's carried on the company. Let me see. I designate who's going to do the job, and that's who I carry the insurance on. So I could have 10 different companies, but I don't. I just have Superior doing the roofing jobs, and that's where I cover the on an individual basis. You don't cover a blanket coverage on them. You cover on an individual job. So once you have the insurance, you're covered, period. In fact, that reminds me, I got to call my insurance company pay on that other, that tub cut company. Got to pay for the year. I'll call him tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. So I think that you should, because the insurance is for Ashby Remodelers,
yes.
right? It's under
yes.
your name. We should list that, and you will be found for roofing. And then you can designate that work to whoever you'd like. You know, so that just for clarification
okay.
purposes,
right.
that's really what I think would be the best to make sure that the application will go smoothly. You know,
right.
that just let's stick with the Ashby, or, you know, even if you change the name to Ashby Roofers, right? You know, or whatever.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Ashby Roofing, that's not a problem.
Okay, so perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company.
How does he get himself a web page? Because he wants to pay for it, but he's not going to pay for it. It's in Ashby's name because Ashby is not his company. And I understand that. But how does Superior Roofing get a web page then?
So what is his name again?
Saul Garcia.
Saul
Garcia.
So,
Saul.
So if you want, Joe, you can go ahead and give me his phone number, and then I can definitely go ahead and call him and talk to him about the other packages that we have for, you know, that include a website and all of that. So it would be listing his company a little bit differently, which would be actually kind of cool for you both. So then you would have the leads coming in for roofing, and he could, for his company, get, you know, like first page placement on the map section, and then also with Google Ads, and that would include a fully customized website for his company.
Yeah, but does he have to do everything the same as we're doing with the lead program?
No.
Like the background checks and all
no.
that stuff?
No.
Because
so,
if he had to, a lot, some of his guys, he got 20, 30 guys. He said, I don't know about the guys. I mean, if I'm supposed to give them, they don't want to do that. They're not going to do that.
Yeah. No. So Joe, with the Google Ads and the map section, you don't have to do any background check or application or anything like that. So the only way that you have to do that is for the Google Guaranteed program. And just to clarify again too, Joe, like I said, the only people that have to do the background check are people that are actually talking to the customers. So it's not people that are doing the work. It's only the people that are talking to the customers, which is usually just the owners.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do what I say I'm gonna do. In other words, if sometimes Saul will talk to the customer, and I don't want any problems. Period. I want to be straight up, and I'll have to figure out how to do it. You want me to pay you $250, or you're going to send me an application?
I'm going to set you up for a client interview, do the $250, and then you'll be good to go.
When you're going to set that up?
Okay. Well, let's see what I have available. Hold on, one second. So, for the client interview, I have. Okay, I have tomorrow at 1 to 2.
Tomorrow's Friday. The only thing is, you set an hour free for me, and if I'm with a customer and I can't talk, and then you lose that hour, and that's not fair to you. I gotta decide when I have an hour available. I have to go to the bank tomorrow. All I have to do tomorrow.
Well,
is
we could
stuff
do
at home.
We could
12,
do six
12 to one.
We could do 6 to 7.
No.
Would that be okay?
No. Nighttime is my time.
Okay. Okay. So then let's try for Monday.
Did you say 1 to 2?
Yeah, 1 to 2.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's do it tomorrow then.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So,
I'm just saying, I left the house at 7 o'clock, 6:45 this morning. I just got in the door 15 minutes ago, loaded with fire ants. I had to jump in the shower and shower because the last place I measured had fire ants outside. Good thing I brought I always bring spray, ant spray with me, and I spray all my clothes and myself, and, you know, while I was at the house out on the garage area to try to get the fire ants off me. Then I come in, had the shower, and, I'm just eating dinner. So 1 to 2. Okay.
Okay.
You call me 1 to 2 tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Well, we just need to get payment now. And then, and that would be it. So I just need to bill you for it and then send you, an invoice. It'll be really quick. I promise I won't take too much of your time. So,
Tomorrow you're talking about.
No, okay. Well, so we're taking payment now for the client.
Why don't you do me a favor? Okay. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I just sat down and have a plate of pasta in front of me. I haven't eaten since this morning. Let me finish my dinner and then call me back in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay, I can do that, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I've been working with you for a month now. I'm pretty patient, so I'll call you in 15. Okay.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.